Now it's 6 minutes past seven. Here with What It Says in the Papers is Lisa Pereira.
There's a happy couple pictured on almost every front page this morning. They're Late Late Show presenter Patrick Keelty and his wife, broadcaster Kat Deely. But the news about them is not so happy. They've announced their separation after 12 years of marriage. Pat and Kat split is the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Star. And every paper carries the line which the couple included in their joint statement yesterday: there was no one else involved. It's time to rein in quangos, says the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. The paper is quoting the chair of the Oireachtas Enterprise Committee, James O'Connor. The Fianna Fáil TD told the paper that unelected bodies are undermining democracy by interfering in national infrastructure projects. The Mail's political correspondent, Sarah McGuinness, gives a helpful definition of a quango as a body funded by government departments but not run by them. Mr. O'Connor said a recent decision by An Cumasúin Pleanála to block the demolition of spiral ramps at Dublin Airport on the grounds that their brutalist design was of technical and architectural merit tipped him over the edge. The ramps, which were constructed in 1972, once provided access to car parking, but are no longer in use. There's more on infrastructure on the front of the Irish Independent. According to the article, a row has erupted over yesterday's government report saying that major state bodies are at risk of not being completed due to a lack of builders. The report by Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers quoted emigration figures showing up to 4,900 construction workers are leaving Ireland every year. The Construction Industry Federation has rubbished the report, saying capacity and productivity are not an issue. The Irish Times is covering that report too. It quotes another detail, that High Court challenges to planning decisions have risen sharply in the first 6 months of this year. It also says capital projects take twice as long and cost twice as much as 20 years ago. The Belfast Telegraph returns to the tragic story of the shooting of Vanessa White and her two children, Sarah and James, in Fermanagh a week ago today. Alison Morris reports that, despite the death of the only suspect, husband and father Ian Rutledge, the police investigation is ongoing. One line of inquiry is that Rutledge left the family home in Maguire's Bridge the night before the shootings to retrieve a legally held weapon. Police are keen to trace the movements of his silver Mercedes car being driven on the night of the 22nd of July in and around Maguire's Bridge and Newton Butler. Victims lament, says the caption beside a photo of Alana Quinn Idris on the front of the Irish Times. She was criticising the sentence for Jack Cummins, the man who pleaded guilty of organising an attack which left her blind in one eye. Outside the court, Miss Quinn Idris said, "He got 7 years with one suspended on probation, but this is my whole entire life."